Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
When is, the Masked Singer is tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Are you going to come over? Are we going to cuddle?
Cuddle? I'm afraid to watch it. Because I'm afraid to watch it. Yeah. And it's because of you. Because you've had it on in the background, not really paying attention to it. But I feel like you're already hooked. And I feel like that if I watch it, there's a chance I might like it.
You might like it.
And
it's
I don't
the
want to
weirdest
take that
feeling. It's the horrible feeling.
I can't do it.
It's sadness. It'll make you sad that you like it. It's just like, who have I become? Kind of depressing. I have some great news.
Oh, what's that?
It might all be unraveling.
What do you mean?
The Kardashians.
Oh my.
It might all be unraveling, friends. Here's what I hear. Okay. I guess Kim and Kanye are freaking out about Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner. This is everything that is horrible for them. Think about it. Okay, first of all, Kylie hit the $1 billion mark.
She did.
Kim has not hit the $1 billion mark, nor has Kim ever been on the cover of Forbes magazine. And so this is Kylie, the little ugly one that like rose up and became beautiful, a little flower that bloomed.
She's blossomed.
Yes, she has blossomed with some plastic surgery.
Right.
But she's gorgeous now. Anyway, the point is that now she's the young one, the hot one, the billionaire with a B, and then you have Travis Scott, her husband, or fiance, or whatever he is, or boyfriend, baby daddy. 3 Grammy Award nominations. Did you see Kanye there?
No.
Has Kanye had a Grammy nomination in a while?
No. Not in a while.
No,
probably.
Not in a while.
No.
So this is everything that is freaking Kim and Kanye out.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see that because it's a changing of the guard.
Oh, for sure.
And there's nothing you can do about it. We knew that day was going to come eventually.
Yeah. But.
You know what I think she's doing too? Did you see a picture of her face?
Whose face?
Kim. She has, what's it called? Psoriasis?
Yeah.
She has that now, and she posted it yesterday. She's got these marks all over her face. I mean, it looks awful. It looks like she's suffering really bad. She's going for the sympathy vote now.
Oh.
Yeah. Instead of putting her boobs out there, she's decided to go with this sympathy thing.
So she's
to try to undermine
decided
Kylie.
To go with flaky skin instead of boobies?
Yeah. Well, it's sore skin. It looks like sores on her face. I mean, it's disgusting looking, but it's a great move. Do you see the picture?
So she's going with psoriasis over a big bazongas.
Well, that's my theory here, that she's trying a different tactic here because her big butt and the big boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all
seen it.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you post another one,
tired.
It's not going to help you eat into this Kylie empire that's underway.
Shmadil, what are you reading there? What's that brown stuff on her face?
It's some sort of brown herbal ointment on her psoriasis to get it to go away.
Oh,
I hope
poor
it works.
Kim.
Oh, no.
I hope that face isn't scarred.
So this is her angle. This
I
is
think
fancy.
It is. Don't
so,
you?
I love it. I didn't.
Have you ever seen her post a picture where she's flawed?
No. But now Travis Scott, 3 Grammy nominations. They are front and center at the freaking Grammys.
Yeah.
What does Kanye do for a living? He sings. And he's like, Kim, what the hell, man? We don't have $1 billion. I ain't got no Grammy nominations.
Yeah. That Travis Scott, too, he's everywhere now.
I know.
I mean, the guy pops up at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He saw the performance on the Grammy.
Oh, yeah. Has Kanye been to the Super Bowl?
Exactly.
Nope.
Exactly. They're everywhere. And
they're the it couple.
He's on fire. Now, I can't understand the damn word he says in his songs, but he's pretty good, I guess.
It's sicko mode.
Say what?
If the song is sicko mode, you'd like it.
Sicko mode?
Uh-huh.
Really? You think I'd like it?
Yeah, yeah.
Was that the one he performed on the Grammys?
Yeah, that's really the only song any of us know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I thought it was the same song as the Super Bowl, it but is. I couldn't put it together because, I, like I said, I can't pick out one word he says.
I feel like it's the only one that kind of went mainstream. Hey, Schmidl, you want to sing a little bit of that Sicko Mode?
It's buzz, just ba-na-na-na-na, da-na-na, singing a song. Sicko Mode goes like this.
Yeah, I like that song. It's a good song.
Do you like it when Sean's not here?
Yeah, yeah, it's more fun for me.
You should have paid somebody to cut that tether on that, on that basket. I know. This morning, so he just goes off into space
away.
Like the real balloon boy.
Yeah,
did.
Yeah. So great. Well, thank you for that. That was really good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Blucifer. Is 11 years old today.
Oh, the horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
11 years old.
11. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. 11. Those red eyes.
That's the horse that killed his inventor, right?
Yeah, the creator. Yeah, the sculptor.
Yeah.
And didn't his dad die too or something?
I don't remember.
Didn't like
it. It was something. It was a crazy little scene.
And then there was that neigh joke.
Yeah, I like that horse. You know,
I do
I know
not.
A lot of people don't like it.
Why would you like that horse?
I like that horse. I think
hideous.
It's very Denver.
No, it is hideous.
Look,
it's not very
I like
Denver.
That horse better than I like that big blue bear.
I love the blue.
Oh
my God. The bear is
go.
Everything. Now, the bear is cool.
All right. Texnado, here we go.
I know who will win.
51059. Give us your vote. Blue bear, downtown. Or, what is it, Blucifer?
Blucifer.
The horse, the blue horse at DIA. Which is your favorite? I like the horse. I like horses.
Dylan, they're saying that you didn't sing Sicko Mode.
I was trying. There's a lot of curse words in that song, so I didn't want to, you know.
I thought you did a fabulous job.
Thank you.
That horse is evil, and the red eyes just stare at you like, your plane's going to crash.
I mean, what's that horse done to you?
It looks at you like your plane's going to crash. You don't look at it and think like, oh my God, it's staring at me like, the horse is going to kill you.
Look, and that bear looks like a big, fat, peeping Tom. You know? You got a bear down there with not even pants on looking through your window. Okay. Hello. What's more creepy than that?
You're so dumb.
What?
You're so dumb.
He's leaned up against the window like a peeping Tom watching some girl in there. He doesn't have pants on.
Like that?
A naked bear peeping in a window. So that's creepy.
You're so dumb.
Vote horse.
He's so dumb.
What?
You're just dumb.
God. Now look at it the way I'm looking at it, okay?
Lord.
Doesn't that change your mind about that bear?
Sure. Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure does.
The pervert. Pervert bear.
The pervert bear. Great. Now this is going to take off. You know this is going to be a thing.
Hashtag pervert blue bear.
The perverted bear.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm right about this.
Hey, does anybody know if I-76 westbound after E-470, has it been opened yet? Does anybody know?
Nope, it's closed.
It's still closed.
Last
all right.
traffic report said closed. Could be closed all morning.
Woo! Just a reminder, I-76 westbound after E-470 is closed. All the lanes are closed because of oil spill, and one of the lanes eastbound is closed, so just heads up on that. Let's hear Wendy Williams. The staffers don't want her to come back. Staffers at the Wendy Williams show say that they hope that she doesn't come back, and especially her husband. I guess he was just an ass and just like abusive, verbally abusive to everyone.
He's the guy that was here in
the
studio,
right? I know, he was a
right?
D, yeah.
Yeah, his name's Kevin.
Yep.
Right? Is that right?
Yes.
I don't know why I remember this guy's
because
name.
Because he was a D to us.
Kevin came in with Wendy Williams one day here in our studio. She was really nice, I thought.
She was nice.
Remember?
I'm saying he was.
And didn't they have their 12-year-old son
yeah,
with
they
them
did.
At the time?
He was very nice, too.
Isn't he like her manager?
No, Kevin is.
That's what I mean.
Yes,
Kevin's
yeah.
the manager, right? The husband. But yeah, he was very weird.
Kind of bitchy.
He was. He looked controlling.
I want to hear Sean over that twerp Dylan any day.
Oh.
Oh.
That's Sean texting. That's his number.
It is.
Yeah, no, it
I
is.
I know his number.
Yeah, that schmuck.
I like a voyeur chubby over a demon horse any day.
The voyeur chubby.
Okay.
That's a creepy bear, folks.
No pants on, he says.
Predator.
What in the hell? He's got no pants on, Jamie.
He's a naked bear looking in a window. Most people would be arrested for that.
Anyway, they're saying that it's like a vacation on set, and they love having the guest host. Before, when Wendy Williams and Kevin were there, I guess everybody walked on eggshells. They would hear him screaming at her behind closed doors at Wendy, being very verbally abusive, all this stuff. And that whole affair thing wasn't working out.
You know, I don't know how a guy who cheats like crazy on his wife can be so controlling. You'd think he'd be sucking up to her.
Yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, once you get caught cheating, now it's time to back it down a notch, you know, and let her have her way. You know, everything she wants, you give her. You're trying to make up, not control the situation.
I don't think you've met psychopaths before.
Yeah, I guess.
Let's see here. America's Got Talent. It's a big old shakeup. I don't know how this is going to play, but here's the deal. America's Got Talent is getting a big shakeup for next season. Gabrielle Union and Juliana, is it Huff?
Huff.
Yeah. They are going to be the new judges. Out are Mel B and Heidi Klum. Hmm. That's weird. I liked Mel B on there.
I think they're feeling the heat from this brand new show that's on. What is it called? The World's Best?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That James Corden. Oh,
do you think it's doing something?
Well, it's a talent show.
Right.
Same as this show is. So I think they're feeling the heat from that, thinking they have to shake things up.
But I don't know if Juliana Huff and Gabriella Union, I mean, Mel B is spicy. Like, that's what's good about her.
I agree.
We'll see. I don't really care, though.
No, I didn't think you did. You sold it well, though.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Yeah, there for a minute. I thought you were plugged into this.
Kendall Jenner. See, another sister, because I'm telling you that Kylie, she's taken all of it, you guys. She's taken the crown. She's taken the Jenner Kardashian crown. So we have Kim with her psoriasis all over her face, shooting, selfies like, oh, my God, my psoriasis is so itchy. So she's shooting that. Well, what's Kendall doing? I have anxiety.
You're kidding.
No, like they're all going for sympathy. You're right.
Yeah.
While Kylie's winning the game, man.
Exactly.
Here's what Kendall Jenner says about her battle with anxiety.
For a while, it was something that I kept to myself because I'm also not the type of person. I don't really like a pity party or anything. Yeah. So when it kind of started to come about really naturally, I was like, okay, this is the way that I'm okay with speaking about something like this because it's very genuine.
See?
Very genuine.
Very genuine. I wasn't talking about it before because I didn't want to go public. But now that my little sister Kylie is a billionaire and her husband has 3 Grammy noms and he sang at the Super Bowl, I got to do something.
Yeah.
I'm going to follow my sister's footsteps. I don't have psoriasis, so now I have anxiety.
She's probably taking Xanax like crazy.
Here's another clip from Kendall Jenner.
You pick perfect moments in your life and you put them online. And a lot of people see that and think that your life is perfect. And it's kind of me just being like, you know what? Not everything is perfect for me. And I do struggle with my own personal things. And if you can relate, then if I can be there for you, that makes me really happy.
Yeah. Have you seen your sister? She's right now showing everybody she's not perfect.
Hey, Jamie.
Yeah.
Can I ask Dylan something real quick?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Before you finish your report.
Yeah.
Hey, Schmidl, can you look at Texanado and see who's winning? Either the creepy bear, the pervert bear, blue bear downtown, or that demonic horse out at the airport. We'll get back to you in a few minutes. Thank you. All right. Sorry about that.
The bear, by the way, is supposed to be looking at the creative exchange of ideas that is going on at the convention center.
He's looking at somebody in a shower.
Without pants on.
Yeah, without pants on. Standing there naked. I'm telling you, now that you see that bear the way I see it, it's going to change everything when you pass by there.
Now he's a chubby perv.
He's a chubby perv, peeping Tom. Yeah.
And then finally for you, this grossed out everybody on the internet yesterday. Absolutely everybody. A Fox News host says he hasn't washed his hands in 10 years. Listen.
2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off air. I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really, I don't really wash my hands.
Someone help me.
No, I inoculate myself. It's not, germs are not a real thing. I can't see them. Therefore, they're not real.
So you're becoming immune to all of the
exactly.
bacteria.
Exactly. I can't get sick.
I don't understand why this thing's become a news story.
Because he poopies and then he doesn't wash his hands.
Jamie, This is a all-out lie.
You think
he's pulling everybody's finger on this?
It's leg.
Oh, pulling a leg. He's pulling. I'm thinking of pointing a finger.
No, this guy, he said pull my finger. Pull my finger.
That's a whole different thing. But think about this for a minute. Is that not a BS? Think about it.
Finger.
Pull my finger.
I don't know. I don't know.
But listen, 10 yeah. years, you cannot, there's no way you can go through life and not wash your, he's a Fox anchor. When you wash your hair, you're washing your hands.
Somebody says, as someone with psoriasis, it's not cool that you're making fun of it. I have it too.
Nobody made fun of it.
I have it too.
We're all itchy.
I have it. Look, I'll show you. You're going to freak out. Watch. You ready?
Ooh. Oh my God. I wish I hadn't seen that. What the hell happened to you? That looks like a snake bite.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It keeps growing. Oh. I don't know what it is. Christy, so Schneider told me because we're in the Cayman Islands. I'm like, look, this thing keeps growing. And she's like, dude, that's skin cancer. You need to go have that checked. And then they told me to put a Sharpie around it and it grew past the Sharpie. What do you think this
is? Wow, I have no idea.
Look at that. Look. It keeps growing.
It almost looks like a giant birthmark.
And then my son looked it up and he said it was the flesh-eating virus. That's what he told me.
Wow.
And he said it was really contagious. What do you think it is?
I have no idea.
I don't either.
I have no idea. So see, we're not making fun of it. Look. In fact, we've called ourselves the Itchy and Scratchy Morning Show at times.
We really do.
Because we're so infected.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
That was a good one.
I need to have this thing checked.
Yeah, you too.
Do you know a dermatologist?
Not right offhand. No.
Anybody?
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.